Our responsive psalm reading is found on page 801, Psalm 80, and it continues on to page 802. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. In the presence of Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us scorn of our neighbors and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock which your right hand planted. They have burned it with fire, they have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. But let your hand be upon those of your right hand, the ones whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
Our second reading comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 64, 1 through 9. Two things are great about Isaiah. One of them is, if as you're reading the New Testament, you read that Jesus is referencing Scripture, your best guess is to guess Isaiah, because most of the time he is reading from Isaiah. The second thing is, Isaiah probably gets the most coverage during Advent because it is such a wonderful look forward at God's promises. So let's today turn to Isaiah 64, 1 through 9. You can find that on page 652 of the Hebrew Bible in your pew Bible. Hear these words. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 9, can be found on page 155 in your Pew Bible's New Testament. Hear these words. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. Mark chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. You can find it on page 47 of the New Testament in your Pew Bible. Hear these words that sound wrong, but are absolutely right for today. But in those days after that suffering, this is Jesus speaking, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, I chuckled this week when I thought about the title of my sermon for today as I was writing it on the bulletin. Keep awake, the potter returns. If I had written this as a title for an essay in high school, I know that my English teacher would have put a big red question mark next to it with the notation, mixed metaphor. You may well remember what a mixed metaphor is, the use in the same expression of two or more metaphors that are incongruous or illogical when combined. Well, my 12th grade English teacher would have been completely justified in her remark, but I am equally justified in using this mixed metaphor on this first Sunday of Advent. Keep awake, the potter returns. Because my metaphor combines Jesus' description of the slaves trying to stay awake for the return of their master with Isaiah's description of God the Father as a potter. My metaphor is indeed mixed, as I have drawn illustrations from both the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament that really don't belong together, and yet we need to hold these combinations, these juxtapositions, in tension during this season of Advent. It's not a question of either or, but rather it's a matter of yes and. Let me explain. We bounced all over biblical salvation history today. Isaiah is speaking to the chosen people because they have, yet again, turned away from God and done what was counter to God's commandments and have been exiled. Please listen again, really listen to Isaiah's description, and consider this. Are we really so very different from these people of long ago? Could this not also describe what is going on in our world in the 21st century? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind that take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. And yet, even though God is angry and hurt by the actions of God's people, Isaiah pleads for the response that he knows is likely to come, a response of forgiveness and redemption. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. Isaiah paints a beautiful picture of God as the divine potter who takes each of us just like a lump of clay and molds us into God's own beautiful creation. If we will only allow God to move in our lives, to mold us, to shape us, then we can be transformed into something new and whole and divine. These people in Isaiah's time were waiting for a Messiah who would come to rescue his people. They would wait for hundreds of years. We often read Isaiah with a vision that they are waiting for Jesus Christ because we know how God's story would unfold. Indeed, in the epistles of Paul, we read letters to people who had experienced the life lessons of Jesus himself, people who had the benefit of the arrival of the Messiah and were wrestling with how their lives and their world had been forever changed. These people knew about Jesus, and now they eagerly awaited his second coming, just as do we. Jesus himself speaks about this end time, the parousia, when God will bring the kingdom of heaven back to earth in fulfillment of God's grand plan. And here he uses amazing images of this time when we should see the signs and know that the end is near. But Jesus is also completely honest about this time. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. And then Jesus uses that wonderful metaphor. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. We of the 21st century are not so very different from these sisters and brothers of the first century. Jesus is still reminding us that we need to stay attentive in our discipleship, that we need not waste time wondering when the end time will come, but rather we need to be focused on our kingdom work and live in the moment, ready and receptive. Well, last Sunday, we considered that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, the Master of the universe. Starting next week, we will concentrate on the history of John the Baptist and the Holy Family, Mary and Joseph and their little baby boy, that traditional and wonderful Christmas story. But today, with these mixed metaphors, we consider the big picture. Because as you probably know, the word Advent means an arrival or coming. It refers to the coming of Jesus Christ, and it draws our attention to both arrivals of the Messiah. To do justice to Advent, we need to concentrate on the birth story of that little baby boy in Bethlehem, but we also need to focus on the second coming at the end of time. As Christian people who continue to wait for Jesus, we need to hold these combinations, these juxtapositions, in tension during this season of Advent. It truly is not a question of either or, but rather it's a matter of yes and. So listen and hear the message of this first Sunday of Advent. Keep awake. The potter returns. Amen.